Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
And welcome back to it. The final hour of our show at the footy right now. Warriors 20, Manly 16. Nine gone. Second half, Warriors 20, Manly 16. That score is thanks to Tyre Power, Gordon Tallis. So too we have James Triceps Hooper and Maroon. Benji Marshall was supposed to join us, but he's in COVID lockdown. He's like the bubble boy off Seinfeld. He can't get here today. Okay, now this is when James Triceps Hooper actually has to do something, some stuff that he's...
Take that back, Ed.
Well, no, I won't.
We're
I won't
always
take that,
working, my friend. You know that.
Well, you do work pretty hard at Fox 7. League.
Rugby league's a 24/7 game these days.
And you're the 24/7 go-to
366
guy.
66 days of the year in Olympic year.
I was going to give some feedback on the Fox League feedback line.
Yes, well, you often feature on that.
Yeah.
On NRL 360, on Ask Kenty and those sorts of segments. Mm-hmm. They even had a picture of you up there one day.
Yeah, it's often a surprise to me that I'm sitting there eating my steamed dim sims or something, and then seeing the next thing I've asked a question. I think, well, I didn't know I'd asked that. But anyway, I'm starting to wonder who has got the shiniest head. You've got a massively shiny head. I've got to turn the tone down on my TV. Then Gordy pops up. He's as shinier than yours.
I think I might be shinier than Gordy.
How do you get your head that shiny?
Neck. Well, it's not by design. You don't sit at home and buff it with a towel or whatever else, some of the other things that you've got in your kit bag at home. It's not that sort of arrangement. It's just what happens when you put lights on. It looks like a UFO landing pad a lot of the time.
Yeah, I just wondered. I thought maybe the makeup people just go, where's the polish for your head?
No, they try it. They actually put something called anti-shine. They try and unshine it. Right. Yeah, but it obviously it's a work in progress and it's a constant challenge.
Well, my friend.
As Manly go over, Anthony.
20-16
to the Warriors, but the Eagles have just crashed over and it looks as though this could be 20-all kick to come.
Anyway, look, leave that there. You've got a very shiny head, and I'm proud of you. What's going on in rugby league?
Mate. You've got a tennis ball head, and you are our very own version of Billie Jean King.
Well, I said something nice about you, and you threw that back at me. If you want to be like that, maybe you could tell everybody at Fox League to find a sports jacket that actually fits you when you get there tonight. Now, Melbourne Storm had good news with the signing of Xavier Coates.
Yes.
And more good news?
Yeah, I think there'll be further good news in the coming weeks for the Melbourne Storm. So the Craig Bellamy situation is obviously still the elephant in the room that is unresolved. But all of the smart money suggesting that Craig Bellamy will be at the Melbourne Storm next year. He'll stay on as the head coach for another one season, and then in all likelihood he'll move into a coaching director style of role.
Yeah, he won't leave that what he built. He's built an amazing club that has been the pinnacle of our game and everybody's chaser and copied them in some sort of way.
And they've had a lot of – it's been pressure tested plenty of times. They've had to wear some scars along the way, but they've always found a way to rebuild, regenerate, and no question they're a flagship organisation. But further to Craig, Gordy, I think Ryan Papenhuyzen will also agree to a long-term contract with the club. He's signed for next year anyway, but obviously they see him as the ideal replacement, the new Billy Slater. I think he'll sign a long-term deal with the Melbourne Storm, and also they'll further extend young Harry Grant, who, once again, how good is he? Seriously. On that game against the Bunnies, he just for a player who only has he'd be well under 50 NRL games in terms of his top line experience, but he's already played State of Origin. Gee, he's got some development and some evolution in the way that he plays the game. He's a fantastic player. He's going to be a gun for many, many years to come. I think we'll see the Melbourne Storm also extend Harry out as well, and then they've got the foundations there because they already got Jerome Hughes' signature earlier in the season. Xavier Coates announced today that he will be going there next year, and then they re-sign these other gun players on top of that.
I think that was no try to Hoops, Warriors 20, Manly 16, no try, 20 minutes left in the game. Now, what about some good news? Tell me what I want to hear. Adam Reynolds is not leaving Souths.
There's a theory around about that. There's been a theory around for about the last couple of weeks that Adam might be leaning more towards staying. The reason that I will say no to that is because the Bunnies are still refusing to budge on that 12-month offer. They want to just do 12 months and then they'll assess him year upon year. So that being the situation, I would think that the money that's on offer from the Cronulla Sharks, or conversely the Brisbane Broncos, who are all still very much, also still very much in the picture, I think in all likelihood he'll end up going to Cronulla. I know he's been in regular contact with their incoming coach, Craig Fitzgibbon. He's met with him, and I believe that Adam Reynolds will most likely be at the Cronulla Sharks next season. But the Broncos have obviously rolled out the red carpet. Kevy was down here last Sunday. The new CEO, Dave Donaghy, was here as well. They are trying to very much convince him to come to Red Hill, be the captain, and help them rebuild.
Is there a train of thought that perhaps Adam, who's looking for a four-year deal, goes to the Broncos? And with that, because maybe Wayne Bennett's heading back there in some sort of coaching director role.
There's a train of thought that he's asked the Broncos for a four-year deal. As it sits at the moment, I think they're only prepared to go to three. In relation to Wayne, I can't see Wayne landing back at Red Hill. This story was gathering quite a bit of momentum earlier in the year, January and February and March, that Wayne could somehow orchestrate a return to Red Hill. But I think there's too much ill feeling between he and some of the other bigger power brokers at the club. I don't think any of them have picked the phone up and had a conversation. But I do know Kevy is speaking to Wayne on a regular basis, and he does bounce ideas off him in terms of, you know, what the Broncos are in need of and how he can try and fix the joint as quick as possible.
Gordy, what do you think about that with the Wayne Bennett? Is he any chance of making another return to the Broncos?
It's typical Wayne. He's linked to every club, isn't he? He'd be working overtime, ringing every club, saying that I'll do, and that's what he does. And then he'll get himself in the picture somewhere, and then decide on whichever offer's better for him. And it's normally the biggest money. And that's
like we touched
and that's
on
the fact.
Like we touched on earlier, there's three Queensland sides bidding to be the
17th. And he would have told them all
team.
That he's going to coach them.
Brisbane Jets, Brisbane Firehawks, right? And then you've got Redcliffe Dolphins as well.
Yeah.
And the theory is that, yeah, whichever one ends up getting the green light, Wayne will be the coach appointed.
And he might have made a call to the Raiders and the Tigers and then the Knights. And
this is my point I was trying to make before, boys, with all these new consortium in Brisbane. We don't even know what consortium's got it yet. It's already June 2021. There is no way they are going to be right to go at the start of 2023.
Well, Kenny said that they've been given a warning. I'm up in Queensland, and I'm not about not ever expanding our game, because I was a 15-year-old when the Broncos come in, and that was a pathway, that was a dream, and that was a team that I could follow. And then in 95, the Cowboys come in, and look what Matty Bowen and Thurston and the statues, and look at that great stadium last night. So about expanding our game, I'm all for it,
yes.
Right? And Newcastle for the Johns. But where it goes to and how does it affect, that's what I want to know. Like, we can't go and eat another club and, you know, I mean, just imagine putting another team in Sydney and saying, oh, maybe let's put it out
there.
Well,
you couldn't do it in Sydney. You couldn't do it in Sydney, Gordon, because the theory is we've already got too many clubs here as it is. But in Brisbane, you've got the Gold Coast, you've got the Broncos, and then it's a hell of a long way up to where you're from.
Yep, up in North Queensland,
And so the theory is that there is room for another side.
Yeah, see, but then it would probably be eating our own, where if you went to Perth or went to, you know, New Zealand, North Island, South Island, I see more of a benefit there, but there's smarter men than me making this decision than women.
I think in relation to the New Zealand second side, that would potentially be the 18th side.
Right.
And as Anthony points to the screen, yes, Anthony, Jason Saab scored a try on the right wing for Manly. Surprise, surprise, Tommy Turbo set it up and put him over. And then Ruben Garrick nailed the sideline conversion. Sea Eagles in front, 22-20, with 25 minutes remaining second half.
Well said, and those scores are all thanks to our friends at Tyre Power. Go and see them. They will help you out like they did me yesterday. Tyre Power's big free sale is on now. Get the power of Australia's biggest independent tyre network as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. Manly 22, Warriors 20, but still 22 minutes left in this game. So far, the round sees Storm 50, Souths 0, Penrith 48, Sharks 0. Parramatta 31, Roosters 18, Knights 24, defeated the Raiders 16. Titans 36, Tigers 28, Cowboys 19, Broncos 18. Manly and the Warriors are underway now, of course, with Manly leading 22-20. And at 4 o'clock, Dragons and Dogs. Right now, it's Gordon Tallis and so too James Triceps Hooper.
This is Maroon Confidential.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the sources are coming far and wide. Everything's got to go past Lee Hadjipantelis of Brighton's before it can go to air, because the things I'm hearing about rugby league players and coaches and rugby league coaches, rugby league identities holding planes up during COVID, it's just never ending. But what I did spot personally about this time last Sunday was our man Gordy Tallis on one of those electric push bikes driving down Caxton Street past the Caxton Hotel, to which they all one noticed it was Gordy, and then the street went up as one. Hey, Gordy, didn't they? And Gordy chucked his big mitt out, and tell you what, mate, that's a sight. So is that legal, you riding down Caxton Street on that bike?
Yeah, it's just an electric scooter.
Mm-hmm. There was also a spot.
It's like one of those Lime scooter things.
Mm. But you own that one?
Yes.
Look, I don't want to cause you any grief, but I've also got a spotted here that you were at the corner of Caxton and Percival Street where the lights went red and you jumped the gutter and just went across the footpath and didn't wait at the lights.
No, because you can go across footpath. That's what the scooters are for, footpath, to stay off the road, to let traffic, to ease traffic congestion.
And is it a bike or a scooter?
A scooter. You know, like electric scooter.
But he sits on it, don't
there's
you,
no
mate?
Mate, like there's no pedals. You think I like exercise?
Yeah, but he sits on it. It's not like
sit
a
on it.
Yeah, it's a, more of a bike.
Yeah.
Anyway, but mate, I mean, what do you weigh?
This is supposed to be confidential. It's supposed to be
I know.
It's supposed to be
I think it's an issue.
It's got the blowtorch and the pliers out.
Yeah, well, but it's how much do you weigh, Gordon?
A bit under 100. 110 plus right. A bit of GST.
Okay, say 110 kilos on a motorised bike driving along the footpath outside the Paddington Hotel in Brisbane. If he runs on over an old lady, God help her.
Oh, I got brakes.
And your auntie would be your uncle if she's had a set of cars.
Of course it would. Of course it would.
Look at all your party people.
You.
You know what? You got jealous because I don't have to fill it up full of petrol, right? And I use Triple M's power to power it up. So you just thought, this guy's getting away without paying any money. That's what you were
I was thinking about running you over when I saw you there. What's this one all about? Triple M's Alvin Purple coming out of the Sackville Hotel with several friends and a bottle of cheap champagne on his way home before calling into the 7-Eleven on Victoria Road for some Cadbury favourites for his mum for Mother's Day. First of all, who is Triple M's Alvin Purple? Is it our man Kenty?
According to you, it is.
Yes.
This is your segment.
And who are these several friends he had?
Well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, well,
so
I see, you know.
I can't confirm or deny anything.
And also, a man on the type of cabbage Paul's on.
Yes.
And he's buying his mother Cadbury favourites from the 7-Eleven on Victoria Road.
Well, there was a mention of a cheap bottle of bubbly. How do you know it was cheap?
Well, somebody said he got it out of the bin in the middle. You know, the bin on $2 for $5 bin. Anyway, each to his own on that one. Also, this is the interesting one here. Our very own Matt from Collaroy, who we love very much, would be interesting to hear this one. Spotted the beautiful Trish Johns checking the oil. Spotted Trish Johns checking the oil on a Winnebago at the BP at Collaroy. What's that all about?
Hang on, what's a Winnebago?
One of those.
Isn't it a Winnebago?
Yeah, Winnebago, like the one of those
the
things.
Motorhomes.
Yeah, motorhomes, yeah. Winnebago. to call it.
I think there's reports Matt from Collaroy is headed up to Magic Round,
right?
And because he's had a little bit of a crook Gary Jack, and he's got to go in and I think he's in for some surgery in the upcoming week.
Mm.
He's got to go up in the Winnebago, as you call it.
Yeah, Winnebago.
So I think
Trish is driving.
What? And he's going to lie down in the back of that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because you can't sit for too long. So like, if you get surgery, you'd have to be laying flat on your back, you would think.
Yeah.
It'd put too much pressure on the joint when you sit.
Is he going? He's not going to go for compo or anything, is he, over there at Fox? Because I don't want him to end up on like.
No, he's not like you, Anthony.
Right. I don't want to see him.
His mind doesn't work like that.
You know, he'll be one of those things where he puts in a compo and then next minute he's on one of those, you know, current affairs shows, you know, moving things around the backyard. We don't want to see that. Anyway, that is.
God. Mate, you run out of buses really quick. Every day you run out of buses. How many people you throw?
Oh, away? Look, I get thrown under the bus about five times every Sunday. Triple M rocks the footy.
Oh, whoa. That's amazing defense. That is magnificent. Oh, you've got to love your rugby league. Is there another game they play in Australia?
The weekend is here, and so are the thrills and spills that go with it. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
And welcome back to it. Well, this game at Brookie, Manly are running away with it now. Manly 36, Warriors 20. And I think Jason Saab scored a hat-trick of tries this second half, I believe.
On fire, Anthony. Yeah, I think he has made it a treble. And Tommy Turbo being all over this inspirational comeback as well.
And
what a player he is in terms of an influence on a side. And while we're on individual influences on a side,
yep.
Gordon, last night as well, Tino being back for the Gold Coast. Like,
he's enormous.
Yeah, huge.
He just sets a standard, yeah, and that's what we were talking about before for like a young guy. And, you know, I thought, you know, Jared Wallace has been playing well. I thought everybody did their job, you know, to go to Campbelltown and play on on Tommy's day.
Yep.
And come away with a victory. And I know they started well, but you had to be there mentally, you know, to beat West.
It's amazing, like, with the Titans, can't they score a beautiful try?
Yeah, they throw the ball around. Yeah. I think they've got their attack spot on. You know, and then that, and it's a high energy attack, but just defensively, you know, just defending your mistakes. I suppose, you know, when you throw the ball around that much, it might take a little bit more out of you than doing the one up footy and kicking to a corner because there's less people involved playing that style of footy. But, you know, they're still learning both sides of the footy, but it was a good victory.
Okay. Now, the live ladder at the moment, Panthers 18, Parramatta 16, Storm Rabbitohs 14, then Roosters 12. That's the top five. There's a gap then to wait, but the Dragons play at 4 o'clock. They're on 8. Titans are on 8. Warriors are on 8. Manly are now on 8. So too are the Knights and the Cowboys. But the point I'm trying to make here, Manly, who had a horrid start to the season and now in equal 8th position with the Warriors. So go Manly. It's time for this. Yeah, well, I have to say, I wanted to bring this back because I got a call from Gavin and the team at Apricity Finance said, who's looking after your finances? I said, why do you ask? And they said, well, we're all over Big Gordy like stink on a monkey. We love the big fella and we're going to sponsor his segment.
No, because it's got to be about invoices, Anthony, and that's why you wouldn't like it. Okay. So what we do is we pay your invoices for you. We help you with your invoices, up to 95% of it, mate.
Okay, well, that's beautiful. That's that's
at Apricity.
Yeah, okay, so they're going to come on board and sponsor this little segment.
Yeah, so let's hope that it becomes successful and it stays.
Mm, I was
for our mates, and his name's Lyndon.
Lyndon is up there, Gav's down here. But I was wondering why when I walked into the Caxton, you're wearing a cap that said Apricity. I thought, where did you get that from? And now it all makes sense.
Are you disappointed that you didn't get an own?
No, I'm happy for you.
What I'll do is I'll introduce you to the boys at Apricity and we can...
Only if you think I can get an urn out of it, I'm not going to knock it back, but I wasn't angling that way.
No.
Okay.
Of course you weren't.
What are you raging about, Raging Bull, thanks to Apricity?
Do you know what? I just think with all the shoulder charges that are going around at the moment, I want to know was the old-fashioned shoulder charge was when Greg Inglis hit Dean Young, right? Mm, and that's horrible to see.
Yeah.
And it's a tackle gone wrong. It was a low-percentage tackle. I remember when it first came out and they were going to ban it, I just say there were 17,000 tackles. Only like 300 of them were shoulder charged. So it's a low percentage, low tackle of the game, so they banned it. But now there seems to be more of it now coming out to a point where I always thought that your shoulder had to be tucked beside your body, a bit like the Sonny Bill Williams, that great shot on Joel Clinton. That was an old-fashioned shoulder charge. Greg Inglis on Dean Young, an old-fashioned shoulder charge. I don't think that there's any room for that in a game, especially when it goes wrong. And if it goes wrong, well, you get your 6 or 8 weeks on the sideline. Mm. But at the SCG on Anzac Day, I saw Ravalara, shoulder charge, bend his back, front on,
yeah,
hit Morris in the belly, and he gets charged with a shoulder charge. I don't care how you hit someone. If you hit him in the belly, how can it be a shoulder charge? Seriously. So that's my point. And if you bend your back and you're leaning forward and your shoulders are and your arms not wrapping and you can hit someone so hard that they fall over and you don't have time to wrap your arms, that's not a shoulder charge.
Yeah.
That's an old-fashioned good shoulder check. So that's the thing that I'm worried about is what is a shoulder charge? And just because you hit someone with your shoulder, which you're supposed to be tackling with your shoulders, because we haven't seen it in the last 10 years because it's all been chest on chest, let's dance, let's do the waltz. An old-fashioned tackle now looks so, like, it looks dramatic.
Mm.
When it's an old-fashioned tackle, when you come in and you hit around the chest or you hit around the sponsor with your shoulders, and I don't want that tackle to be out of the game.
Well, the way they used to always explain the shoulder charge was, and they'd call it the schooner rule, Gordon, that if you, when you tuck your arm in, if you can tuck a schooner in under your arm and hold it in there next to your body.
And right, that's what we used to get told.
That's a shoulder charge, right? Yes. If you can hold, but if you're trying to hold bourbons in both hands and you're trying to make some sort of wrapping, well, that's okay. You can play cricket with that.
That's so, the old schooner and bourbon rule.
The schooner and bourbon rule. Gordon makes a very fair point. There were a lot of people asking questions about that particular shot because it was an unusual style of shoulder charge. Yeah. That's what they called it.
Mm.
Yeah, I would just like Graham Annesley or someone at the NRL, so the commentator, so we don't keep on, as soon as someone makes a big hit, going, oh, well, he's got time off because we're all professionals now, and then as soon as someone gets hit, everybody that's working at Fox Sports or Channel 9 saying that, oh, that's 3 weeks on the sideline. We're not the judiciary, so for one, we got to stay out of it, but we got to know what the rules are, and we just got to talk about the game.
Okay, that's a great Raging Bull. Great to have it back too. Thanks to Apricity. They'll be joining us next week officially.
Flexible invoice finance facility.
Flexible invoice finance facility.
Pretty much right up your alley.
Absolutely beautiful. I've got to get in touch with Gavin, the boys, and see if I can't get on board. Lyndon.
That does sound right up your alley.
It's right up my alley.
It's right in your sweet spot.
And we'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll preview this game this afternoon. Before we do, Manly 36, Warriors 26, but still 9 to go. So this game's still wide open at Brookvale Oval. A break. I'm back with a preview of Dragons Doggies as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
6.5 left thanks to Tyre Power. Manly 38, Warriors 26. 6 minutes left in that game at Brookvale Oval. Well, this is something nice here before we go any further, boys. St George District Rugby League Football Club have today officially inducted 3 new Dragons players along with the club's inaugural St George team of 1921 into the Legends Walk at Cogra as part of the club's centenary celebrations. Modern day legends Ben Cray, Jason Nightingale and Ben Hornby have been chosen for this wonderful, well, it's a real honour, isn't it? The Legends Walk at Cogra. And so you can now add to that name, to that list, Ben Cray, Jason Nightingale and Ben Hornby, the illustrious list of 18 legends already inducted and along with the club's inaugural team. They'll take pride of place forever outside the spiritual home of the Dragons at Jubilee Oval.
Can you just explain that again? So that's St. George Illawarra or St. George N. Illawarra?
I think it's just the Dragons. I think it's just because it's a Cogra thing and it only says Dragons on that press release.
Right.
But anyway, Ben Hornby might be able to tell us more. He's on the line. We don't get to speak to Benny much. Hello, Ben.
How's it going?
Good, mate. Member of the Rabbitohs coaching staff now, but I do recall our mutual friend, the General Luke Patton, telling me that when you knocked it on the head and he knocked it on the head, you were going to go back and have a year with the Corrimal Cougars.
Yeah, the thought did cross my mind, and then I thought, no, I don't know if my body's going to be up to that. So we never end up doing it. But, yeah, obviously the Cougars are very fond memories there. And me and Luke really came through the grades there, so it was holds a special place in my heart as well.
Congratulations on being inducted in the Legends Walk. I know you don't want accolades like this, but it still must be nice to be remembered so fondly.
Yeah, it is, Gord. It's just a huge honour. You know yourself, as a club with a lot of history, and to be amongst those names that are on the Legends Walks, obviously, just something I can't believe. And looking back at my career, obviously, I got the most out of myself, and at the end of the day, that's all we can ask. So, yeah, it's just a huge honour.
Can you give us a bit of an insight, Ben, into your career? Obviously, you had a lot of high points. You played State of Origin for New South Wales, won a premiership, captained the Dragons, their first title in 30 years. Just give us a bit of an insight about what it was like, particularly when Wayne Bennett initially came into the club, and it took a little while, but I'll tell you what, you're a benchmark organisation for that three seasons.
Yeah, it was. It was a really special time, Hoops. Brandy had obviously done a great job bringing a lot of us young kids through. Like, he gave a lot of us our debuts. So, footy-wise, we felt like we're in a good space, but Wayne really brought that winning mentality to the club, and I think that was the biggest difference when Wayne turned up. It wasn't so much the footy stuff. We were pretty well-versed in that, but Wayne just taught us those little bits that help you win games. And, yeah, we had some great years, and we're lucky enough to win pretty much every trophy that there was on offer for us at that time. And, yeah, just really special memories.
Congratulations to you, mate. I remember seeing you play as a young kid and coming through the grades and then having such a wonderful career. And now, obviously, back there with Wayne again at Redfern. How are you enjoying it? You're still living in the Gong, or and travelling up every day? What's the deal there?
Yeah, no, I'm still in the Gong. Maroon, you know as well as anyone how good it is down there. So, yeah, I'm still living down there, but it's great. It's South. They're a great club. We've got some great players, and the boys are really hungry. We had a little bit of a hiccup, obviously, on the weekend. That wasn't ideal, but we'll bounce back because we've got the sort of players that can do that. So we're looking forward to the rest of the year.
Talking about the weekend, how was Longneck after the loss?
He was disappointed. I don't think any of us really saw that coming, to be honest. Melbourne, take nothing away from them. They were fantastic. They played really well, but we were off the pace, and you've seen in the competition this year, if you're off the pace, you're going to get a score put on you, and that's where we ended up.
Will you have a quiet sherbet today with a couple of your premiership winning teammates in Benny Cray and also Jason Nightingale, having had this brilliant honour bestowed upon you, Ben?
Unfortunately, Hoops, because we're in the bubble, I haven't been able to do that.
Oh, no, the bubble.
Yeah, I've been able to go to the function. The NRL gave me an exemption there, but that was all they'd give me. So I'm back in the car, heading back down to Wollongong and into work tomorrow.
Good on you, Ben. Good catch up, mate. All the best for the remainder of the season.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you.
Good on you, mate. Ben Hornby joining us on the Sunday Sinbin. That's just about it for us. This game at Brookvale, it's a cracking hot game. Manly 38, Warriors 32. And there's 3 minutes left on the clock. Manly 38, Warriors 32. We're going to let you go Gordy, because you're going to go and call the game with Dan. And we'll catch you tonight on the NRL wrap on Fox League.
Certainly will, Anthony.
Good on you, mate. We'll see you through the week too. That's about it for us here. Just one more reminder of the score with 2 minutes and 40 to go. Manly have the ball and they lead the game 38 points to 32, but there's still time. That's about it for us. Thanks to our sponsors today and all the boys and girls at Tyre Power. We'll see you next week on the Sunday Sin Bin.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.